Ideally, the point of this book is to give both the infant and their parents a good night's sleep. This chapter will briefly explore the whys and hows of sleep before focusing on infant sleep, including the importance sleep has for the infant's development, both physically and mentally. It will also provide an overview of the best sleeping environment for infants and important safety concerns regarding the sleep of infants. I do have to apologize for the denseness of at least the first part of this chapter. It is difficult to present the basics of sleep simply, so this section will not be as easy to read as the rest of the book. Understanding sleep, however, will likely lead to better sleep for both you and your baby, so it's well worth the slog. The basics of sleep. Adults generally spend a third of their day sleeping, though most people do not give it much thought unless they're plagued by sleep issues. On a basic scientific level, sleep is a recurring state where both the mind and body reduce their interactions with the surrounding world. A sleeping person's voluntary muscles, which are the muscles we consciously control and are generally the ones used in movement, cease most movements. The brain waves of a sleeping person show a great deal less activity than when they're awake. This period of less activity allows the body and brain to recover from the wear and tear that accumulated during the day. Sleep tends to happen in cycles with five stages. The first stage of sleep is light sleep. The sleeper is closest to wakefulness in this stage, but the activities of the voluntary muscles slow from wakefulness, though they will have an occasional twitch. This is the stage of the sleep cycle where the sleeper is most likely to wake because of an external stimulus, such as noise, light, or even the need to urinate. Thankfully, this is generally the shortest stage of the sleep cycle. Sleep starts to deepen in the second stage. The sleeper's breathing and heart rate both slow, and their body temperature lowers slightly as their body's metabolism slows down. The breathing and heart rate remain slow in the third stage when deep sleep is entered. Here, the brain waves exhibit a greater percentage of delta waves. Delta waves associate with the stage 3 deep sleep known as slow wave sleep. The fourth stage continues the slow wave sleep, and the sleeper's voluntary muscles generally stop moving completely. In adults, these two stages are most common in the first couple of sleep cycles each night. The final stage of sleep is known as rapid eye movement sleep, or REM. REM sleep is when the sleeper dreams. Their brain activity increases with dreams while their heart rate and breathing both speed up. Muscles remain relaxed but exhibit more movement. Though the dreamer's eyes generally remain closed, REM sleep gets its name from the rapid movements of the eyes during the dreams. For adults, REM sleep is more common in the sleep cycles that happen in the later part of their night of sleep. Each sleep cycle lasts about 90 minutes for adults, while sleep cycles for infants are generally 50 to 60 minutes in length. This is often one of the issues new parents have with their infant's sleep. If parents and infant fall asleep at the same time, the different length of the sleep cycle means that the infant will return to stage 1 about a half hour earlier than their parents. If there are noises or light present at that time, or if the infant is in some sort of discomfort, a dirty diaper, for example, they will wake and likely cry out, waking the parent from their deeper sleep, which tends to be much more difficult than waking from REM or light sleep. Another aspect of sleep that can be challenging for infants is the circadian rhythm. Almost all animals and plants, at least on the surface of the earth, have a set of metabolic responses in their body that are set to the position of the sun, sleep chiefly among them. Some animals are nocturnal and are active after the sun sets, but inactive when it rises, while others are most active during dawn and dusk. These are called crepuscular. Most animals and plants, humans included, are diurnal, or active primarily during the day.